News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
25 years ago today, the Criminal Assets Bureau was set up following the brutal murders of journalist Veronica Guerin and Detective Gerry McCabe. And Nora Owen was Minister for Justice at the time. Have a listen to what she had to say, and we spoke to her a little earlier this morning.
CAB has been a huge success. It has brought millions and millions of resources into the state, which were the result of crimes. And it has also caused many people to be jailed as a result of their criminal activity. And it has, I think, frightened a lot of criminals, many of whom have left the country. So all in all, it has done exactly what it said it would do, which was to get at people who are committing serious crimes and removing their assets from them and giving them back to the state.
OK, Foreign Minister for Justice there, Nora Owen. Paul Williams is an Irish independent journalist. He wrote, of course, The Untouchables, the definitive book on the Criminal Assets Bureau, and produced the award-winning six-part documentary, Dirty Money. He joins us now. Paul, I suppose we should mention, in fairness, John O'Donoghue, who was Fianna Fáil justice spokesperson at the time, who came up with the idea and I think the initial legislation. It has been a huge success, though, CAB, hasn't it?
Good morning, Shane. Yeah, it is one of the most outstanding success stories in law enforcement in the past 25 years, and certainly internationally has received recognition. And you are right. John O'Donoghue and Nora Owen, who are both from opposite ends of the House, actually, and the rest of the political institutions of the state, the rest of the political institution in the Dáil, so to speak, they showed remarkable efficiency, focus, and unanimity in that they introduced the most wide-ranging and most controversial, in a lot of ways, suite of criminal laws and new criminal legislation ever seen in the history of this state within a month. And that was all brought about, of course, by Veronica Guerin's murder. And in fact, as we do know, the Criminal Assets Bureau is the abiding legacy to Veronica's murder, because she was murdered ultimately because she went to a criminal and asked him, where did he get his money? This guy was on the dole. Where did he get his money? That person was John Gilligan.
So just in layman's terms, how did it change the picture? Because I suppose before then, criminals who everybody knew were getting the money from nefarious purposes were able to sort of flaunt their wealth. Did this bring an end to that?
They were the halcyon days, and there's people of a certain age, Shane, perhaps not you and I would have been seen as the young lads when this all kicked off at the time, but there are people of a certain age who would find it absolutely extraordinary to think, for example, that Paul Williams and Shane Coleman were two armed robbers, two notorious armed robbers. We went around the place robbing banks. We robbed hundreds of thousands of pounds over the years. And what we used to do it is we'd store it offside, and when the heat died down, we'd go and probably lodge it in a bank account, probably in the same bank branch, and have it there just in case for a rainy day. If we ever were arrested or we were put in jail, we'd always have our money. We could never be touched. We'd live in the best of houses, drive the best of cars, and we'd go around every week and collect our dole money. And when this, in another life, in another era, before Veronica's sacrifice, you had Martin Cahill, the general, who was questioned about his dole. He was investigated by a major TV programme on him back in 1988, 89, and the police were following him everywhere. It was a high-profile gig. And as a result of that, the political institution said, we better have a look at this guy on other levels. And so they decided to go after his dole money, because they filmed him in the dole queue, leaving his luxury home and standing in a dole queue while talking about multi-million pounds robberies. Now, when that happened, Brian Purcell, who later became the Secretary General of the Department of Justice, he was an inspector with the Department of Social Welfare. He was put in charge of questioning Martin Cahill's case. Basically, what happened was Martin Cahill had Brian Purcell abducted from his home one night on a Sunday night, taken away to a railway track in the south side, and shot in the legs by Martin Cahill as punishment. That was one of the glaring, screaming warnings from history that was completely ignored. And when John Gilligan, who built himself up to 1996, he came out of prison, he ran the biggest drug trafficking operation in the history of the state. He When the tax man went after him, he told them to F off. When the social welfare people went to investigate his kids and himself on what dole they were getting and what entitlements they were into, even though they had big sums of money in their bank accounts, it was believed. He told them to F off and threatened them. So
can't change the goalposts.
When Veronica was murdered, suddenly it all became, it finally focused minds and said, hang on a minute, this is all about the money. If we take their money, then and only then can we really hurt these guys.
All right, all right. And it shows that sometimes the state can get things right and do things well. Paul Williams, thank you indeed. Author of The Monk, author as well of The Untouchables, the definitive book on the Criminal Assets Bureau, and Irish independent journalist. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.